A preview of AEA 2011 from President Paula Dirks. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. I'm sitting with Paula Dirks, who's the president of the Aircraft Electronics Association, and we've just been through the run-through for the Wednesday morning new product introductions. And I wanted to catch Paula for a couple minutes and just talk about some of the things that are going to happen at AEA 2011 here in Reno, and also some of the current front burner issues for the organization. Paula, thanks for taking some time out. I know it's a crazy day.
Thanks, Paul. It is a busy, hectic day, but it's a good busy. We are in rehearsals right now to bring our 1,500 plus attendees the new product introductions in the morning, where we are expecting 31 new products and services to be introduced by avionics manufacturers. And there's quite a few big product announcements that will take place tomorrow morning here in the Grand Theater at the Grand Sierra Resort here in Reno.
Okay, let's talk about why companies do this in terms of bang for buck. The AEA show obviously is very focused, and if a company like Garmin or PS Engineering presents a new product, they'll be talking to the people who will end up installing them and servicing them and so forth. But it's a closed show, and obviously the attendance is not what an Oshkosh or some of the big shows would be. Obviously, the companies find value in making this their debuts. Why is that?
We certainly are a quality versus quantity show. It is a closed private wholesale show between the manufacturers and their authorized dealers. The manufacturers come, they set up great exhibits, they introduce a lot of new products to the repair station attendees. These are the people, the folks, the avionics technicians who will be recommending these products to the pilots, to those Oshkosh communities, and installing them and integrating them with existing avionics already in their cockpits. So it is vitally important for the manufacturers to come here and train and teach these avionics technicians about what's coming out on the market, so in turn they can recommend and sell these products and obviously know how to install them and integrate them into existing systems.
All right, now on Tuesday, I noticed that the exhibit hall was not really set up yet, but there were lots of seminar rooms going on or training rooms going on. I didn't realize until I actually read and let it sink in how much training goes on here.
We do offer a lot of training. In fact, this week we have more than 75 hours of FAA recognized training, which is important for a Part 145 repair station. You know, their ratings and require so many hours of training every year, and this is the place they go to get training. AEA provides this training through manufacturers and through companies that set up anywhere from 2 hour to full day workshops, technical classes, and sessions on installation, troubleshooting. This year we've added helicopter training on advanced flight control systems. The helicopter market is becoming, you know, quite the market for new avionics and applications as such. And so we have a lot of CAD drawing again this year, which is interest, of course, to the avionics technicians. So, yeah, in addition to all these wonderful new products that are going to be on display during our exhibit hall this week, we also offer more than 75 hours of technical training opportunities.
You know, it's interesting you mention helicopters, because I know Frank Robinson, right up till the day he retired, was not a fan of glass cockpits in his aircraft, and it produced a flourishing STC market for some enterprising folks to make the conversions. But a real corner seems to have been turned in the last couple of years regarding the kinds of avionics available in helicopters. It's no longer just about better pilot awareness, situational awareness of the aircraft itself and where it is in space, but also of surrounding obstacles and dangers. How are your longtime members who maybe have focused on the fixed wing market in their own businesses adapting to the helicopter, to serving the helicopter market?
You're absolutely right, and a lot of our repair station members are looking now at the rotorcraft market as a different revenue stream, and of course that requires a little bit different types of training for their technicians to adapt to the rotorcraft market. You're also right, what basically was available in fixed wing is now coming available in the rotorcraft market as well. I think we saw that in the last year or two with some of the advanced avionics that are now applicable to helicopters. And our members are taking advantage of that opportunity, training their technicians, becoming more involved, learning the helicopter market as well, and starting to install quite a few exciting avionics products into those panels.
More with AEA's Paula Dirks in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piper Jet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Come see what's new at Aspen Avionics during this year's AEA International Convention and Trade Show. Introducing Evolution Synthetic Vision. As an optional expansion to the Evolution Pro primary flight display, Synthetic Vision represents a real-time 3D rendered view of terrain, traffic, and other hazards. Aspen's leading-edge display technology delivers the finest detail rendered views of any glass panel on the market. Available second quarter of 2011. Visit AspenAvionics.com. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. We're back with Paula Dirks, president of the Aircraft Electronics Association. I know we'll have the chance to talk to Rick Perry and some other folks at greater length about the regulatory side of what AEA does, but just off the top of your head, what are some of the current hot-button issues faced on the regulatory side?
Probably the two hottest topics that affect our repair station members as well as our manufacturers are obviously ADS-B and the new mandate for 2020. We are working side by side with the FAA. In fact, we hosted an ADS-B forum at our headquarters training center 2 months ago, where we brought manufacturers of next-gen equipment. We brought large mod centers in that will be installing this equipment, and also FAA personnel to talk about the certification and installation challenges and some of the issues with next-gen equipment. That is just the beginning of it, and we plan to continue to work side-by-side with the regulatory agencies, not only here in the United States, but we're an international association, so we are working with all international regulatory authorities where our members reside. The other subject that is of great concern to us is the implementation of SMS. AEA is definitely a proponent of safety. I think we all are. It's you know, a safe industry, but we are very concerned with some of the proposals of FMS being highly burdensome and cost prohibitive to some of our smaller repair stations. In other words, it cannot be a one-size-fits-all SMS policy. It has to be applicable to various levels of companies that operate in the aviation industry, and that's what we're working on on behalf of our members.
Talk briefly about what other opportunities AEA members will have in their own regions to attend training over the coming months and year.
Right. This international annual aviation convention here in Reno this year is just but one of the many training venues that we offer our members. We have regional meetings throughout the world. We'll be in Copenhagen, Denmark in May to reach our European members. We have a 3-day regional meeting there. It's kind of a mini convention, if you will. It contains exhibit hall as well as 2 days of technical classes and workshops. Regulatory authorities are invited from Europe, so EASA will be there talking about the latest and greatest regulations affecting the European countries. And then we keep going from May through November of next year. We will be in 3 locations in the United States, we'll be in Canada, and we will be in Auckland, New Zealand in November to reach our South Pacific members with the same types of regional meetings.
Okay, are all the event details spelled out on the webpage?
They are. You can visit AEA.net to find out all the regional meeting dates, locations, registration fees, as well as not only our regional meetings and our training events, but a plethora of information is on our website at AEA.net.
Well, Paula, I know from personal experience, a show like this that's closed to only members within the industry makes a lot of sense. But as a geek on the outside, I really appreciate your willingness to share this on the web. And we thank you for letting us be a part of that.
We thank Aero News for being here as well. I know you guys are doing a lot of coverage for us this week, and we appreciate that. And here's to an exciting 2011 after tomorrow when all these great avionics products are introduced.
Paula Dirks is the president of the Aircraft Electronics Association. Find out more about the organization at AEA.net. Watch our live streaming video of parts of this year's show by clicking the banner at the top of the page at aero-news.net. And no, this interview was not recorded at a golf tournament. We were whispering because we were a few feet away from the rehearsal for the new product introductions. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.